The Pegasus Pipeline oil spill in Mayflower has remained a serious story for more than a month now. This week, local officials are urging Exxon to be more aggressive in its inspection, maintenance, and precautionary moves. Recently, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas sat down with Congressman Tim Griffin, who represents the 2nd Congressional District in Arkansas, to learn more.
You've had Representative Bud Schuster in the state to talk about some infrastructure projects. You guys have looked and toured at this facility. You spent probably more time in Mayflower than you thought you would as a congressman representing the 2nd District. Do you have a different perspective now in terms of oil and pipeline safety than before this all occurred?
Well, I'd say a couple things. First of all, we passed a pipeline safety bill in 2011, which I'm glad to say passed the House, Senate, and President signed into law, which stiffened penalties and made safety more of a priority for the pipelines we have in the country. What I can tell you is once this occurred with this old pipeline in Mayflower, I took a close look at where the pipeline goes with regard to the watershed here in Pulaski County. And I have real grave concerns about what might happen if something were to go wrong there, because the shape of the land is such it would be very difficult to clean up any accident in comparison to Mayflower because of the steepness of some of the land and what have you. But we have 170,000 miles of pipeline in this country. We're going to continue to have pipelines. They are safer than moving oil, let's say, by train, or moving oil up and down the interstate where we drive. So we've got to make sure they're the safest they can be. With Keystone Pipeline, for example, there have been numerous studies, and there are 57 additional safety measures that the federal government has required with the Keystone Pipeline. So I printed out those the other day, showed them to the mayor, showed them to some other Central Arkansas Water, and I said, well, hey, if the federal government's requiring that on Keystone, maybe we can get some ideas here to make our pipeline safer. Certainly the age is a concern, but there are other concerns.
You have, obviously, you've stated your interest and others have stated their interest in moving that pipeline out of the Maumelle watershed. Do you sense that that will be done? Do you think that ExxonMobil will be willing to do that?
They may not be willing to, raising their hand to do it, but that's what we're going to push them to do. And we're going to look at every option, I think it's fair to say, every option available to us.
What are some of those options?
Well, we are looking through that now. There's a lawyer assisting Central Arkansas Water with the research on that. PHMSA, which is the federal agency that regulates hazardous materials and pipelines, tells us that they do not have the jurisdiction, the legal power, to force that pipeline to be moved. But there are other options that we're looking at. And I think it's fair to say that the coalition that has come together, including the mayor and the county judge, that we will be, once we reach a point where we've done all that research, we'll let folks know.
Let's turn our attention to some other matters of politics here in Arkansas. This past week, Nancy Pelosi was in Little Rock, the House Minority Leader, former Speaker of the House. I know you're not a big fan of Nancy Pelosi. You made no bones about that. She said that she prayed that Hillary Clinton would run for president in 2016. Do you pray that Hillary Clinton runs for president in 2016?
Well, I pray every day and I pray with my kids. And I usually don't put a lot of national politics in those prayers. I'll give that some thought. Look, I think that I was just with Secretary Clinton a few minutes ago, and obviously I have a lot of different views than Secretary Clinton, but I certainly respect all her service to the country and respect her as an individual.
Well, to my point, though, so, I mean, do you think that her running for president is beneficial for Republicans in the state, in Arkansas and in the country?
Well, I think the key to Republicans winning is to put up candidates that are full of ideas, and that can win regardless of who runs on the other side. With regard to Speaker Pelosi, I certainly disagree. I don't have any ill will against her personally. I certainly disagree with her on just about everything. Look, I think the key for Republicans is put candidates forward who have ideas that can move this country forward on jobs and a smarter government. Those candidates need to be able to articulate and communicate their vision and their ideas, and then we'll win. I believe that. I believe our ideas stand on their own, and I believe that applies at the state rep level, at the county judge, quorum court level. I think it applies to mayors and congressmen and senators and presidents. So I believe we should have great candidates with great ideas, and everything else will take care
regardless
of itself.
Regardless of Hillary Clinton running or not running, it won't make a difference.
That's right.
All right, so the U.S. Senate race, high-profile race this next year. First of all, you have told me several months ago, that you are not looking to run for governor or U.S. Senate in 2014 because of your House Ways and Means Committee appointment. Well, are you still at that point?
Yes. I would say it's not just because of Ways and Means. I think... There are a lot of different factors, and these are the type of decisions that you make with your family, my wife in particular. I certainly listen to my 3-year-old, my 5-year-old, but I listen to my wife, and we pray about these decisions, and they're very, very serious decisions. I am still focused on my service in the House. I believe that we will have an outstanding Senate candidate. I believe that individual will be Tom Cotton. I believe that he will win.
Why do you believe that candidate will be Tom Cotton? Because Tom Cotton told me on Thursday that when I asked him if he was planning on running for the U.S. Senate and challenging Mark Pryor, he said, "I learned in the Army, it's never a good idea to say never. It's always a bad idea to say always."
Well,
to me says the door is definitely wide open.
Well, I've also been in the Army, still am in the Army, been in 17 years. And I would lean on what I've learned in the Army, and that would be always plan for your next campaign. And look, whether he's planning on it or not, you ask me my opinion. I'm certainly going to encourage him to run. We will have a strong candidate. I believe it will be him, even if he doesn't know it yet.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, speaking recently with Congressman Tim Griffin, who represents the 2nd Congressional District in Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at aecc.com.
Brian Goldman was always a perfect student.
A classmate of mine in high school once said that Brian Goldman would study for a blood test.
Now that he's a doctor, he teaches med students.
Many of them have that look in their eyes that they're pristine. They've never made a mistake, and they never will. And of course, until it happens.
Making Mistakes, that's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour, Sunday at noon here on KUAF 91.3 FM.